Lehrabschlussprüfungen für Kauffrau Kaufmann. B-Profil 2009. Englisch. Hörverstehen, Serie 2. Each part of this listening comprehension will be played twice. Task A. Look at the notes below. Listen to the messages and monologues. Fill in the missing information. You now have 20 seconds to look at the tasks. Now listen. 1. A hotel reservation.
Hello, Holiday Inn. Yes, this is Mr. Macy. That's M-A-C-Y. I'd like to make a reservation for 4 nights starting 12th of June. Right, 12th till 15th of June. We'll be leaving the next morning. It's for my wife and me and our 2 children, so we'd like 2 double rooms. Yes, they're 15 and 17 years old. What? Yes, we definitely want rooms with a view of the sea. Yes, we'd like breakfast and dinner in the evening. Our address? Yes, it's the same. 725 Pinewood Drive in Huntsville. Yes, there is something else. Our flight lands at 11:15 a.m., so could you please have the hotel bus collect us at the airport around 12 noon? Right, yes. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
You are going to hear the text again in about 5 seconds.
Hello, Holiday Inn. Yes, this is Mr. Macy. That's M-A-C-Y. I'd like to make a reservation for 4 nights starting 12th of June. Right, 12th till 15th of June. We'll be leaving the next morning. It's for my wife and me and our 2 children, so we'd like 2 double rooms. Yes, they're 15 and 17 years old. What? Yes, we definitely want rooms with a view of the sea. Yes, we'd like breakfast and dinner in the evening. Our address? Yes, it's the same. 725 Pinewood Drive in Huntsville. Yes, there is something else. Our flight lands at 11:15 a.m., so could you please have the hotel bus collect us at the airport around 12 noon? Right, yes. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Now go on to part 2. A problem with an order.
Good afternoon. Is this Sam's Fresh Produce? Yes, this is Top's Party Service. We ordered 30 pounds of potatoes and 16.5 pounds of carrots from you on May 23rd. We need this order for a wedding we are catering for tomorrow. It's urgent that we have it today. It's already 2 in the afternoon. No, it's 2:30. Where is the delivery? Right. That was 30 pounds of potatoes and 16.5 pounds of carrots due today, 5th of August. My name and phone number? Of course. That's Mr. Haggart, H-A-G-G-E-R-T. My phone number is 038-622-1954. No, not 028, it's 038. Yes, please find out. Make sure it's delivered today. Goodbye.
You are going to hear the text again in about 5 seconds.
Good afternoon. Is this Sam's Fresh Produce? Yes, this is Top's Party Service. We ordered 30 pounds of potatoes and 16.5 pounds of carrots from you on May 23rd. We need this order for a wedding we are catering for tomorrow. It's urgent that we have it today. It's already 2 in the afternoon. No, it's 2:30. Where is the delivery? Right. That was 30 pounds of potatoes and 16.5 pounds of carrots due today, 5th of August. My name and phone number? Of course. That's Mr. Haggart, Haggert. My phone number is 038-622-1954. No, not 028, it's 038. Yes, please find out. Make sure it's delivered today. Goodbye.
This is the end of task A. Task B will begin in about 20 seconds. Task B. You will now listen to a conversation. For each question, mark the correct answer, A, B, or C. Take one answer only. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task. Ready?
Good morning, Paul. You wanted to discuss something with me?
Good morning, Sue. Yes, we have a problem with the delivery system. The costs are just too high. Firstly, petrol prices are increasing at a very fast rate. And secondly, that congestion charge for London, you know, the money cars and lorries have to pay because of too much traffic in the city, well, it's eating up our profits.
Why is that?
Because, you see, we're located right outside the London city limits. We've got about 10 vans crossing the line into London every day. So any money we would make on our home delivery service is taken away by this extra cost. And the rising petrol prices are creating a greater loss on every delivery we make.
I see. Well, what do you suggest we do about it?
I was looking into the cargo system on the trains. I was reading in a magazine about how the Swiss tried to get the lorries off the roads through the mountains. It also decreases the air pollution. Now that's something that would be good for London.
How could we do that for us?
Any deliveries outside the London area we can still do with our vans directly from the store. But any deliveries within London we could send in by train. The train's nearest loading dock is only 1 kilometre from our business. It's a short distance into London, so the costs would be low.
What happens then within London?
We could have a certain number of vans that are stationed in London and don't have to pay for entering the city. They would then pick up the merchandise at the other end and deliver it to the customers.
But don't we end up paying just as much with the money for the train?
No, because we would have a yearly contract with them. I got an offer from the train's cargo company. If you add up all the money we spend on congestion charges, it's a lot more than the train's prices. Not only that, but we save on petrol. A nice side effect is that by not using as much petrol, we're doing our part to help reduce air pollution.
You are going to hear the text again in about 10 seconds.
Good morning, Paul. You wanted to discuss something with me?
Good morning, Sue. Yes, we have a problem with the delivery system. The costs are just too high. Firstly, petrol prices are increasing at a very fast rate. And secondly, that congestion charge for London, you know, the money cars and lorries have to pay because of too much traffic in the city, well, it's eating up our profits.
Why is that?
Because, you see, we're located right outside the London city limits. We've got about 10 vans crossing the line into London every day. So any money we would make on our home delivery service is taken away by this extra cost. And the rising petrol prices are creating a greater loss on every delivery we make.
I see. Well, what do you suggest we do about it?
I was looking into the cargo system on the trains. I was reading in a magazine about how the Swiss tried to get the lorries off the roads through the mountains. It also decreases the air pollution. Now that's something that would be good for London.
How could we do that for us?
Any deliveries outside the London area we can still do with our vans directly from the store. But any deliveries within London we could send in by train. The train's nearest loading dock is only 1 kilometre from our business. It's a short distance into London, so the costs would be low.
What happens then within London?
We could have a certain number of vans that are stationed in London and don't have to pay for entering the city. They would then pick up the merchandise at the other end and deliver it to the customers.
But don't we end up paying just as much with the money for the train?
No, because we would have a yearly contract with them. I got an offer from the train's cargo company. If you add up all the money we spend on congestion charges, it's a lot more than the train's prices. Not only that, but we save on petrol. A nice side effect is that by not using as much petrol, we're doing our part to help reduce air pollution.
This is the end of Task B. You now have time to complete your answers. This is the end of your English listening comprehension exam. Please stop writing and hand in your paper.